Oh, the Redskins on a running game on that drive just chewed Owosso up, and it's 20-3 just before the end of the first period.
Well, that's Shamari came in tonight with 606 yards and three touchdowns, and he's tripled his doubled his touchdowns, so he's got six on the season in the first half. That's awesome.
And, you know, if you'd told me coming in here he only had three, I wouldn't have believed you.
I wouldn't either, because he's been running all over the field. But I guess he runs down the field and is tired. Take him out and put somebody else in it.
You know what? Spread the love. That's all right with us. Rauschenberg on for the extra point. Teams are all set and ready. There's the snap and the hole. The kick is up and once again looks down the middle, and they say it is. So with 7 seconds to play in this first period, the Redskins have jumped out front 21-3 over the Owosso Rams. This is Redskins football on News 102.3 KRMG.
We opened our TTCU checking account before the $100 bonus.
But for us, it was about the service. You see the benefits of having all your accounts at TTCU, but maybe you hesitate.
Well, now when you open a new checking account, online or in person at TTCU, they will give you $100. Not-for-profit, member-owned, TTCU, the credit union.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
A floor play, 32-yard drive, taking only 15 seconds, capped by a Shamari Brooks 3-yard run. The Redskins lead over Owosso 21-3 here at the end of the first period. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, and, of course, Richard Johns here with us. Doc Blevins as well. The kickoff goes to Cabrera. He brings it up the right side across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Leaps over a player about the 27-yard line and then is knocked down. And, I mean, he got hit hard there by Trent Gage, a linebacker. They're going to mark him down around the 27-yard line, and we are going to have the end of the first period. So the Owosso Rams will have the football when we come back, but they'll be trailing 21-3. Period number two coming up from Owosso. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
When putting a team together, you want all-stars, the best players at every position, and that means the combination of 5-star fescue and new lawn starter Fertilome. 5-star fescue is the all-star of turf that is blended for a rich green lawn that makes your neighbors green with envy. 5-star contains Dynasty for deep, rich color, and Crossfire 2 for its toughness and drought resistance. Cayenne provides great coverage and elite turf quality. Bravado exhibits excellent disease resistance. And Blade Runner rounds out the 5-star lineup. Truly an all-star team. 5-star is designed for open areas, extreme shade, or areas of partial or full shade. With its ability to endure wear and tear or weather extremes, 5-star is the choice for athletic fields or lawn used by active kids. Add some Fertilome lawn starter to maximize development of stems and roots. For a winning combination, use Fertilome lawn starter and 5-star fescue. Sutherland Stores, Green Thumb Nursery, Evans Nursery, Rancho Flores.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back in Owosso, Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins, Richard Johns, and being assisted tonight by Chris Stigler. So it'll be second down and 10 now for the Owosso Rams after Hudson threw incomplete over the middle on play number one. He was trying to get that ball to Leviathan, and it's going to fall incomplete, kind of overthrown right there. It'll be second and 10 for the Rams. Hudson's been good so far, but he has been high a little bit. Cabrera shifts to his left in the shotgun. Hudson back, throws quickly to his left side. Jalen makes the catch around the 25-yard line, gets up to the 26 or 27-yard line. Johnson then taken out of bounds right there. Devin Crittenden was the guy there. That's going to be a long gain of maybe three, and we'll call it third down and about seven, and Owosso is in a dangerous place here now, Zach. They really need to convert.
That's a big conversion for him, and good job by Crittenden there, just coming up and fielding the receiver and making sure to keep himself free to make that tackle.
So now at their own 31-yard line, Owosso with third down and eight. Rolling to the right is Hudson. He's got a lot of pressure. Hudson throws, and that ball's knocked down. Boy, that is a really nice play out there by Raphael Williams. Just got the hand up to knock that ball down, and that's going to bring up fourth down and seven, and there was a lot of pressure on him. Hudson running for his life. Just could not get quite enough air under it, Zach.
Well, Rafi's in there taking the place of Spicer as another linebacker out there, and he threw into double coverage and really just, I don't know if that's the right place to throw it, and Rafi just almost came up with it.
So at their own 31-yard line, trailing 21-3 just beginning the second period, Owosso will kick it away. Preston Hendricks is the punter. Landon Woods standing back around his 42-yard line. There's the snap. It's a good one. Woods' ball is blocked. That ball is blocked. It's going to roll out of bounds around the 14-yard line. Patrick Fields, I think, is the guy that got there. He wasn't the only one back there. Asa Carter was there as well, and a really nicely placed block by the Redskins. They'll take it over, and Owosso's 15-yard line.
We haven't seen a whole bunch of spectacular special teams play this year by the Redskins, and that's a big one, really. I saw him come up the last one when we got the punter on the move, and he gave one of those the Australian kicks, the rugby style kicks on the move. And so I think he just pinned his ears back there after the taste of blood and got it off the foot.
Hudson 5 of 12 for 77 yards so far in this first half. Some of those have been a little bit tough as he's been chased around. So 11-14 to go, leading 21-3. The Redskins will take it. They'll mark it at the 16-yard line, and that's where they'll take it of Owosso. Davenport will have once again Shamari Brooks set to his right, and Union wants a timeout. We're going to take one quickly as well because you don't know if you're guaranteed 60 seconds, so let's do this fast. 21-3, Union 11-14 to play in the first half. This is Redskins football at KRMG.
Every weeknight at 6, Fox 23 News alerts you to major problems and severe weather threats that may put your family at risk. You'll be up to date on breaking news that's happening at the moment. We're not just telling you what happened, but showing you why and how it impacts you. Every weeknight when you get home, watch Fox 23 News at 6 with Clay Loney, Shay Rossi, and Chief Meteorologist James Adelot, and see how we're covering news that matters.
Wait is over. It's time to start hiring for the all-new River Spirit Casino Resort Hotel. A job fair for hotel positions will be held Saturday, October 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the River Spirit Event Center. We'll be hiring on the spot for hotel supervisors, front desk agents, shift managers, bell persons, and housekeeping, plus many more. Bring a resume and get ready for the career of a lifetime. The River Spirit Casino Resort Hotel Job Fair, Saturday, October 1st, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the River Spirit Event Center, located on 81st and Riverside.
Begins at the Owosso 16-yard line. Handoff to the right side to Shamari Brooks. He goes up to the middle, to the 15, to the 10, across the 10, down to the 6-yard line. Boy, Shamari Brooks took a step to the left, countered back to the right like the old crossbuck, and exploded through the middle. That offensive line opened big holes. Wayne Jones made the final tackle. That's going to be a gain of 9. It'll put Union 2nd and 2 now at the Owosso 7-yard line.
What I really like to see there, Rick, is Shamari's feet were just absolutely driving. He was determined to get there. Didn't quite make it, but wasn't giving up for sure.
Carson Kropp is injured for Owosso, and he was right in the middle of a big pile out there of Union and Owosso players. And, you know, you get out there amongst the big defensive and offensive lines of these two teams, and you could have 500 or 600 pounds of guy laying down on you.
Yeah, he's determined to get off the field, but he's like, don't touch me. I'm going to make it.
Yeah, that's the way it works. He's 44 tackles and 1 interception coming into this game. 21-3 Union, 10:56 to play in this first half. Shamari Brooks so far, 10 carries, 87 yards, 3 touchdowns. Not a bad night. It'll be 2nd down and 1 for Union. Now to Owosso's 7-yard line. They quickly come to the line of scrimmage. A.K. Wilson in the shotgun. A.K. is going to run to his right and cut back upfield. He's going to get just to the 5, so he'll get the first down, but not an awful lot. That's a really nice play out there by Billy Fields from Owosso. He came upfield, undercut that running back, and then jumped back there to make that play. It'll be 1st and goal, but that could have been worse.
That's interesting. They put A.K. back there as the quarterback, and they broke the huddle super fast, so you really couldn't even put it all together.
A.K. running that wildcat. Everybody's got a wildcat package. Union will huddle now. They'll be 1st and goal at the 5. Richardson comes to the right. C.J. Moore wide to the left. Grady Davenport under center. Shamari Brooks going to turn hand right side. Shamari across the 5 into the end zone. Nearly untouched. The first Owosso Ram that got him put a hand on him about a yard deep, and that was Kellen Jones, but it just didn't matter. Union now leads 27-3 with 10:25 to go in this first half, and Zach, right now, the Redskins offensive line owns this game.
Yeah, sure do. They're moving the ball down the field, and that's a pretty easy one to come together when you get the ball on the 15 or so yard line. That one was opened up big time by Ricky Stromsberg right up the middle, and a hole was wide open for Shamari to go into.
Rauschenberg on for his fourth extra point of the night. There's the snap in the hole. The kick is up. Once again, it's dead center. This time he goes over the top of the net, and that one's going to go out into the parking lot. 10:25 to play, first half. 28-3, Union over Owosso, and they'll kick it next. This is Redskins football on News 102.3 KRMG.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work, from helping with deductible assistance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. 40 years of guaranteed fast and trustworthy auto collision repair. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
There's a reason that Air Comfort Solutions is Oklahoma's largest and best plumbing, heating, and air company. It's because we service the entire metro area with a guarantee of your satisfaction or your money back. From Owosso to Jinx, from Sepulpa to Broken Arrow, and everywhere in between. Air Comfort Solutions is fully staffed 7 days a week, ready to help. Wherever and whenever you need a solution to your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning problem, your winning call, aircomfortsolutions.net, 743-2300.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
A three-play, 16-yard drive takes only 50 seconds, and for the fourth time tonight, Shamari Brooks creases the end zone. The Redskins now lead 28-3 over the Owosso Rams. Rick Corey along with Doc Blevins, Richard Johns is here, Zach Jones as well. 10:25 to go here in this first half, and Rauschenberg will kick this ball off. It's taken by Cabrera at the one-yard line. He cuts to his left at the 15, has a little room at the 20-yard line. He's going to be forced out of bounds around the 21-yard line, and that's where the Owosso Rams will start. So it's been a dominant performance tonight so far by this offensive line of Union, Zach, but they've also had terrific play by these running backs with great vision.
Well, that's only set up by the ability to open up the offense with the run game and the pass game together, but they have done a really good job of getting through that first line of the defensive lines and then making a cut in the second level and really had some open running room.
Troy Hudson will bring the Owosso Rams back out, at least presumably. He's played well, I think, tonight at quarterback. He comes into this game 29 of 54 for 454 yards, four touchdowns, four picks. He's thrown one interception tonight. So has Davenport. First and 10 Owosso at their own 20-yard line. Once again, Hudson will be in the shotgun. Again, Cabrera will be the man behind him. He turns hands to Cabrera left side. And, ooh, he just got crunched. Just about everybody wearing a white uniform is there. Nathaniel Raper was one of the first guys there. Big Lee Barnes gets up off the bottom as well. A lot of different Redskins there crunched him. He's going to lose a yard. It'll be second and 11.
Well, it's not often in high school football when you can be surrounded by such big defensive linemen. You've got Lee Barnes and Jordan Kelly on the same tackle. That's 600 pounds of muscle.
And Corey Piercy's out there as well, and he's thin. He's got that defensive end build, but he got up there in a hurry. Second and 11 now for the Rams. 16 seconds on the play clock as they've slowed it down a little bit, trailing 28-3 here with 9:40 to go in this first half. Ball at the 19-yard line. Owosso needs the 30 for the first down. Three receivers to the right. Hudson in the shotgun. Looks to his right. Throws to his right. And that ball's going to be over the head of Jake Ensbrenner. Coverage out there by Thornton. And Ensbrenner knew that he had linebackers around him. And he went up with one hand, but he was pretty protective of his ribs. It'll fall incomplete.
Yeah, there again, you see the ball by Hudson just a little bit high. And the receiver says, no thanks. He threw one hand up. At, you know, you kind of do one of those. I made an attempt, but he wasn't going to go try to get laid out.
T-Rex arms. So it'll be third and 11 now for the Owosso Rams at their own 19-yard line. The Rams have 8 rushing yards tonight. Union's just been very, very good when it comes to the defensive line. They'll send again 3 receivers to the right. The outside guy, Jalen Johnson's had a good night. Hudson sends Cabrera to his right. Hudson raises up, throws quickly to the right side. Ball complete to Ensbrenner at the 20. He'll go across the 23-yard line, but that won't be nearly enough for the first down. Crittenden on the tackle. That'll get him about 6, so it's going to end up being 4th down and 5. They'll have to kick it again, and Preston Hendricks runs on.
Well, I like that play there, just not on 3rd down. I think if on a 3rd down and you're not moving the ball down the field, it's tough to throw a little pop screen or a slide bubble route. And they go to the outside to try to get the corner, but the defense is just not letting them get to the outside.
Hendricks will be standing at his own 9-yard line. His last kick was blocked, and, of course, Union's returned one nicely as well, standing right above the giant ram in the middle of the field. That is Landon Wood. There's the kick, and it's going to be a little bit short, and so Landon's going to tell everybody to get away from it, but it bounces, and it's a good Owosso bounce across the 50. It's going to go down around, I think, the 41-yard line, maybe the 42 of Union. That's where they will mark that. There's a flag out there. We'll see what that is in a second. In the meantime, that's an efficient punt there, away from the return guy, and you got the roll you wanted.
Yeah, it's end over end. You know, we're used to seeing those big high spiraling kicks. That's just getting the ball down the field, and like we saw last week, the punter would put it 20 in the air, and it'd roll another 20 or 30 on the ground.
Well, that turns out to be a 29-yard kick, but fairly effective with no return right there. The officials are talking about this penalty.
A lot of conversation about this.
A lot of conversation, yeah. And who knows what someone saw. And, you know, sometimes the one guy will say, I saw it differently from this angle, or the guy got blocked into him, or who knows what it is. The two teams are ready, though. With 8:46 to play here in this first half, Union up 28-3. We'll get the football back. We're just not quite sure where. The official's mic is not working, so it goes back to old guys like Zach and Richard and I understanding what the signals are.
It's the only sign language I know.
The line judge is over talking to Owosso. Now, this looks like it may be against Union, and it could be one of those, you know, typical block-in-the-back type plays. And Coach Patterson's pointing toward the middle of the field.
Say a lot of finger pointing. Yeah. A lot of finger pointing.
We got one official pointing backwards, one official pointing forwards, and Coach Patterson pointing to the middle of the field. So we've covered it all. Let's just see where we're going to land, where we're going to end up.
Maybe he's explaining it. This is where it happened. This is where the ball is. And
yeah, I'd love to be a fly on the wall for one of these.
If his mic just kicked on, maybe.
Now the referee Randy Jeffers is going to go out and talk to somebody else. You know, if I just get the feeling he's asking, you know, what do you want on your pizza?
Hey,
you know,
man,
I don't think that's what he's saying, but I just get the feeling that, you know, at some point that kind of thing can happen. Yeah, you can turn the ref mic out. That's not going to work. So we're going to finally get a call of some kind here.
He's going to try to explain it, huh?
He's going to call a hold against Union. Okay, so that's at least one flag. And that's so all that for a hold.
That would be simple, I think, to maybe make the holding call.
And, you know, if you're Owosso, you take that because you want them to back up 15 yards. I'm not sure why we ended up having to read War and Peace, but we did. And at the end of the day, it will be 1st and 10 Union at the 32-yard line, their own 32, leading 28-3, if you've forgotten, when we started this discussion.
Now, it looks like that's where they recovered the ball, though.
Who cares? 8:46 to go in the first half. 28-3 Redskins. Davenport in the shotgun. He's going to fade straight back. He wants to go deep. He's going to throw the wheel route to the right side to A.K. Wilson. It's going to be overthrown. That was really good coverage in there by Owosso. Really good coverage. The guy who was running downfield with him was Dalen Poole. And Poole was a stride for stride with A.K. Wilson. That'll be 2nd and 10. That's good coverage by a linebacker.
Great job by a linebacker to stay with A.K. And as well as he did, A.K., I don't even think saw that one because it went over his head, but I don't think he saw it.
2nd and 10 now for Union at their own 33-yard line, up 28-3, 8:40 to play here in this first half. Davenport throws. Side ball caught by CJ. He's going to dance forward across the 35, maybe the 36, and he'll go out of bounds right there. It was Billy Fields on the tackle, and that's going to bring up a 3rd down and about 7 for this Redskins football team.
Well, I like to see when CJ gets his hands on the ball. We saw a lot from him last year, and this year just hasn't had those opportunities. So every time he touches, I get excited.
They'll mark it all the way up to the 36-yard line. The Redskins need the 44, so we're going to call it 2nd down and about 8. Once again, Davenport is under center. This should be 3rd down. That marker is wrong. It is 3rd down and 8. There we go. Now they flip it.
They looked for the sideline play call and got a 3rd down instead of 2nd.
Well, it's the correct call. Davenport back in the shotgun. Now 2 receivers to his right. Richardson's the outside guy, and Grady's going to run the quarterback draw, and he is just swallowed up by Alexander. He had nowhere to go. He'll lose about a yard, and for the first time in several series, the Redskins will have to punt this thing away. As a matter of fact, I believe this is the first punt of the night.
And Alexander, so far tonight, has made a couple. He's the one that hit Shamari behind the line of scrimmage, and he's put some heat on. So he's got some hustle coming off the corner there, 6 foot, 200 pounds. It looks like that guy can really move around.
So they're going to put Insbrenner back around the 30-yard line, and for the first time tonight, Farquhar will come in to kick. Union at their own 35-yard line, up 28 to 3 with 8 minutes to go. We'll kick it away. Farquhar gets the foot into it. Nice kick. This thing's high and turns over, and nice catch in there as well, though, by Insbrenner. Fair catch. That'll be around the 26-yard line. And if you're Owosso, you got to feel pretty good about that defensive performance. You get a 3 and out.
Yeah, that was really good for the defense. And I want to just give a little accolade there for the punt. That was a beautiful punt that went right up and over and turned over nice and gives them some pretty decent field position here on the 26.
7:55 to play in this first half, 28-3 Union, and Troy Hudson will bring his team back out. As good a field position as they've had in a while, the Rams will start at their own 27-yard line. Two guys in the backfield on either side of Hudson. Cabrera, the man who has gotten most of the load at running back, to the right. Hudson straight back. He's going to fire to the left, and that ball is caught around the 29 yard to the 30-yard line. Up to the 35-yard line, it was caught. Mitchell Lewis made the nice tackle right there, but it was Chris Hellard who made that catch, and that's going to be good for, what are they going to mark that at, maybe the 36? I think they're going to call that all the way to 38. They're just going to wave that as a first down, Zach.
Yeah, first down for first play of this drive, and great job there. Just a little arrow route, and Spicer, or excuse me, tell me again who made that tackle. I saw him holding on and securing it for sure.
It was Fields. So it's going to be first and 10 now at their own 37-yard line for the Rams. They're going to turn hand to Cabrera as Hudson, and he's going to get poked right around the 38-yard line. Got some pushing and shoving on the bottom of that pile as Patrick Fields got up off the bottom of that. A couple of Redskins kind of pushing around. Darius Thornton there as well. Also in there on the tackle was Dak Woodall. So we'll call it second down and now about 8 for Owosso. They're at their own 39-yard line. Three receivers to the right side now for Hudson. Inside guy is Hellard, who just made that catch. Hudson's going to throw again. That ball is caught across the middle at the 40-yard line, but taken down around the 44-yard line is Van Landingham.
Pass complete to number 8.
It was Kyrie Fisher who was there. And when Van Landingham first made that catch going across the middle, Zach, I'd have sworn he was going to get the first down, but that's great closure by Fisher, and it's going to be 3rd and 3.
Yeah, Fisher being a D1 prospect, I think they said Minnesota last week's been really looking at him. But the kid can move. He's got great body and moves really well.
So they're going to put it to the 44-yard line of Owosso. They'll need their 47 for the first down. 3rd down and 3 for the Rams. Hudson in the shotgun. Looks to his left. Now throws to his right. And that ball is caught by Van Landingham, and he's going to be slammed out of bounds around the 48-yard line. Raper is one of those guys out there on the tackle. It's good for 5 yards, and that's going to be a first down.
Well, they found their sure-handed receiver.
Well, he's made a couple of good ones tonight. Van Landingham came in with 14 receptions for 175 yards and a score, so he obviously can play. 6:23 to play, first half, 28-3 Union. They'll move the ball now to the 49-yard line. There's a giant Owosso Ram inside an O in the middle of this field, and that ball sitting right at the top of the right horn. Two receivers left, one right. Once again for Hudson in the shotgun. Behind him, Cabrera. He'll turn and hand to Cabrera. He's got some room across midfield, down around the 48-yard line. Owosso starting to push the pile a little. Raphael Williams with a tackle, but that's a good gain of 3. It'll be 2nd and 7.
Well, that's just what they need to do, move the sticks. And now the defense just needs to tighten this thing up. They've got up a little bit of yards here on this drive.
Cabrera comes up limping just a little bit. He'll leave the game, and Damon Jackson, a 5'6", 117-pounder, will come in. Not very big, but he looks like you might have a hard time finding him in a phone booth. Looks like he's got a little quick. 2nd and 7 for Owosso, now in Union territory at the 48-yard line. Jackson shifts to the right. Back again is Hudson to throw. He's going to go deep left side. He's going to overthrow. He had a man out there. Jalen Johnson made a great adjustment to the ball as he got away from Crittenden. Adjusted to the outside just off his fingers. And, Zach, when that was thrown, I thought it was 5 yards overthrown. He did a nice job getting back to that.
He does a good job out there, Jalen does, with his body positioning. And Crittenden is our best defender out there. He's always man-on-man and hand-fighting. And Johnson does such a good job of getting in close and just creating some separation with some hands.
Really nice shot by Johnson. It falls incomplete, though. So it'll be 3rd down and 7 for Owosso now, trailing 28-3 with 5:29 to go in this first half. They're at the 48 of Union, needing the 41. Hudson again in the shotgun. Behind him, small running back. He's going to now run to his left and roll to his left. He's going to throw deep again to Van Landingham, and he makes the catch at the 15-yard line. But the official says Van Landingham went up. Innsbrenner went up and made the catch around the 15. Again, it was Crittenden and Farquhar over there. But he came down out of bounds. It looked to me initially like he was in bounds, Jack. It must have been his rear end that hit.
Well, I think, yeah, it might be an elbow or something, but that just the ball ball popped out. What a great job, and that's when it hurts is when you don't catch it. If you catch that one, it doesn't hurt near as much.
But Hudson did a really nice job of laying that ball in there. So, again, the punter runs on, Preston Hendricks. He'll be standing around the 41-yard line, or his own 39, pardon me. Landon Wood back around the 15. There's the snap. It's a good one. He's going to kick it. It is very high. Landon's going to call the fair catch and make it right around the 21-yard line. So Union dodges a bullet there after Owosso put together a couple of first downs. And with 5:15 to go in this first half, we're leading 28-3. Union gets the ball again.
Well, this is about the first time we've seen them back towards the 20, so they've got a long field to go, and I think these guys can really set this in motion with 5 minutes left to drive down here. It'd be something you could just say, holy cow, this is an amazing first half.
Something tells me that Darius Boone might be involved here. We'll see. Union will come out first and 10 at their own 21-yard line, and it will not be Boone. Instead, the guy in that running back slot is going to, that's going to be, looks like Courtney Holmes. Handoff will be to Courtney to the left side. He's going to go across the 20. Got room. 25 to the 30. Goes powering forward to the 31-yard line. Courtney ran over Leviathan, and he's going to get the first down and go for about 11 yards there, and the Redskins quickly move the chains.
I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to be in the lineup here as a running back for the Union Redskins. You've got so much competition over there. These guys really have to be on their A game every single day.
And all of them look about the same in the uniform, too. Holmes will stay in there. He'll shift to the left. Davenport in the shotgun from his own 31-yard line. Sends motion to the right. Handoff straight up the middle to Holmes. Had a bit of a hole, and it closed quickly. He got around the 32-yard line before he was jumped by Kellen Jones. He wasn't the only guy in there. Once again, Alexander was in there, and we'll call that a gain of about one. And the most impressive guy up front for Owosso has been number 88.
Yeah, he's been making plays all over the field, and not a big guy. So it's really, I'm going to take a quick look at him. He's really got some good hands out there.
Second down and eight for Union now at the 32-yard line, their own 32. Hand to Holmes again, and he'll pound it up inside across the 35 to the 36, maybe all the way up to the 38-yard line as a host of Rams come off the top of that pile. Moody, one of them. Palmer, one as well. Now they're going to call that good for about six. That's a really good run. They'll mark him at the 38. I thought he might have had the 39. It'll be third down and a good solid three.
And after some hard running, Shamari's going to come back in just as that extra threat here at third and short.
4 minutes to go, first half, 28-3 Union. They face third and three at their own 38-yard line. Davenport's going to hand inside to Shamari Brooks, and he pounds forward. He got across the 45, across the 50. Shamari Brooks down to the 48-yard line of Owosso. And when I say he was shot from a gun, number 11 just exploded across the 44. Kellen Jones on the final tackle, but that's why that kid is a commit to D1 right now.
Good fire, and he reminds me a lot of Jeremy Smith when Jeremy Smith was at his finest.
Now at the Owosso 49, Redskins hurrying it up a little bit. Davenport quickly throws to his left. CJ makes the catch around the 45-yard line, pulls forward to around the 41-yard line. Jones and Leviathan both there on the tackle, but not before CJ Moore gets about 8 yards on that game. They'll mark it down around the 41-yard line.
And I just love the quick game. You get out, you move the ball, and just throw some quicks and run the ball. It's just awesome.
Second down and about two. Once again in the shotgun. They're going to hand the ball off to Shamari Brooks. He's going to bend to his left, and he got bollocked up right about there. Kropp was one of those guys back in after being hurt earlier. Kept him to the gain of one, which is really unusual, and it's going to bring up third down and about one for Union at Owosso's 40.
Well, that was one of those times he just didn't have a big hole to run through.
3:10 to go, first half. 28-3 Union, third and one now. They're going to hand off again to Brooks, and he pops forward for the first down. Boy, Shamari sticks that head in there. Goes across the 40, down to the 38. They're going to mark him at the 37. A lot of guys getting up off that pile. The last guy up, I think, was Gaddis. And it'll be first down now at the Owosso 37-yard line. Union trying to pace him just a little bit more here. Two receivers near side. Richardson, the out guy. A.K. Wilson, the inside guy. Back to throw is Davenport. Lofts it left side to Shamari Brooks, who makes a guy miss at the 40. There's a flag down as he gets down to around the 35-yard line. You wonder whether or not he might have had a face mask right there. It was Fields he made miss out there, and it was Moody on that final tackle.
Well, it looked like they were going to try to go downfield and maybe throw the wheel route out there to Shamari, and they didn't have anywhere to go out down the field. And good job there by Davenport just to do a check down, get to his running back.
Now they are turning and discussing this, I think, now with Union. Let's see what the official calls. We'll get the motions here from Randy Jeffers. Owosso is walking backwards. That typically...
We had a personal foul. Face mask.
So that's the second personal foul face mask against the Owosso Rams tonight, and that's a tough one because that's 15 in the automatic first down, but no matter where you are, that's a difficult penalty.
And interesting there, I didn't see anyone really close enough to even put a hand on the face mask, so I didn't see that, but obviously there it was.
So with 2:46 to play, already up 28-3, the Redskins will now have first and 10 at the Owosso 20-yard line. Two receivers come out to the right. Again, Richardson, the big guy at 6'4", is the outside guy. Davenport in the shotgun, looks to his left. Now he's going to run, and Grady fumbled the football. It's on the ground. Owosso picks it up at the 25. They're up to the 28, to the 29-yard line. Davenport had that ball knocked out of there as he tried to run. Billy Fields is a guy, I think, who picked it up. He's going to take it back around the 30-yard line, and that will end the Union threat. It'll be first and 10 for Owosso, and a Union player is down, and I think that's Grady Davenport.
It sure is, and unfortunately there, he was trying to get up on and scramble and tuck the ball away. And anytime you're in that mess and you tuck the ball and someone else grabs you, he wasn't able to secure it because he was trying to throw the ball, and they just kind of scraped it right out of it, ripped it out of his hands.
Davenport is laying on his back at the 23-yard line. He's moving and all, but this could be one of those classic where you had the wind knocked out of you.
He attempted to get up and then just laid back down. I didn't see what he wanted to do.
Actually, they're starting to look at a left knee right now. The head trainer, Dan Newman, is out there. Jacob Newby is there with him as well. And they are starting to examine the left knee of Grady Davenport. Now, remember, Peyton Morrison is not available here tonight. So, Doc Blevins, we're going to have you go do a little bit of research and see if you can't find out what the quarterback lineup will be like behind number five here tonight.
And last week we saw Farquhar come in at the end of the game. And I guess you said it was not Farquhar, right?
No, it was... All right, not on the roster. We'll get that again in a minute. All right, Grady is up, and he is walking off on his own power, but we'll have Doc check out what the progression will be. 2:27 to go in this first half. Here's what's important right now. It is 28-3 Union, and Owosso has the football now at their own 31-yard line. Now, the Rams will get it to start the second half, so they have an opportunity here if they can put some points on the board to make it interesting. Bringing him back out once again is number two quarterback, Troy Hudson. Hudson looking to his right, firing to his right. That ball's deep to Jones, and it is caught at the 33-yard line of Union. Jalen Johnson made a terrific catch. Jordan Starks on the coverage, but Johnson has been open all night long. He's open again right there, and a terrific throw and catch.
Well, like I said, you've got to respect that guy's speed downfield, and there he goes and shows it and just goes down and makes a deep, deep ball down the right sideline.
38-yard gain there for the Owosso Rams with 2:19 to play here in this first half, trailing 28-3. They all have it at the 31-yard line of the Union Redskins. After this play, we'll get a little update from Doc on what the quarterback rotation might be after this. Hudson brings him to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers to his near side. One of those guys, again, the dangerous Johnson. Cabrera, the running back, looking. Once again, throwing is Hudson toward the end zone, and that ball is going to be just over the hands of the intended receiver. That'll be incomplete. And Doc Blevins, who's next at quarterback?
Well, Braden White, number 7, a sophomore who came in last week, throws really well, very, very small. After him, Shadle is the next one. I can't remember his first name. But I also know that they have worked with A.K. a whole lot at quarterback, and he is a former quarterback, and you will maybe see him in some situations too.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. Second and 10 now, Owosso at the Union 31-yard line. 2:14 to go first half, 28-3 Redskins. Hand off left side. This one's going to go to Jackson, and he's going to get bollocked up for about a half-yard loss. It was Corey Piercy who was in there. They may give him back to the line of scrimmage, and Owosso now faces a big third and 10. Because, although, I don't know, Zach, this may be four-down territory already down here. There's no reason to punt. And field goal won't do you a whole lot of good, so you may be in four-down territory anyway.
I think you're right in that if there was potential to put it in there, that'd give you some momentum right there with a minute left in the half.
Hudson brings him back up to the line of scrimmage at the Union 31-yard line, third and 10 for the Owosso Rams. Three receivers to the right side. Johnson is that outside guy. They're going to go deep to him again. Ball in the air, and it's well overthrown and intercepted by Crittenden in the end zone. Devin Crittenden actually did a really good job there of keeping that body distance on Jalen Johnson, kept him behind him, and instead of just throwing to the receiver, Hudson threw to the spot, and number 30 was at the spot. So it's Union's football.
Well, Coach, I tell you what I do on that one. Crittenden did play it perfect. He just stayed deep. He didn't bite up on anything. I think you just pick up the first down, and this guy's been pressing the field and going deep, going deep. It's easy enough to just set down enough just for a first down and just continue to reset the clock or the chains and move down the field.
I believe we're going to see A.K. Wilson at quarterback. Grady Davenport down with an injury. Doc Blevins will check on that for us in a moment. 1:33 to go here in this first half. 28-3 Redskins, and they'll come back out without Davenport.
I think you're right.
And they're going to bring in Nichols at wide receiver, and A.K. Wilson's going to play a little quarterback to his left. is Shamari Brooks. AK is going to take this thing and run off to his left just like it's a single wing. Now cut back to his right. AK's got room. 25, 30. Got one block at the 35. AK turns the corner at the 40-yard line and runs out of bounds. Chased out there by Overton. But number 8 brings a little dimension of, I guess you'd say, cat quick to that quarterback spot. That's a gain of 15 and a first down.
Yeah, a little change of direction, draw to the left. And I think that may have been designed. I'm not real sure. It's not oftentimes a quarterback changes direction and doesn't go to the corner, but it's A.K. Wilson.
First and 10 now for Union at their own 40-yard part. Yeah, at their own 40. A minute 23 to go in the first half. Going to hand inside to Shamari Brooks is A.K. Brooks across the 50. Shamari at the 40. Oh. It's a foot race. 30, 35, 20, 25, 50. Number 11's going to win it. 5 touchdowns tonight for Shamari Brooks. He goes 60 yards. Poole was the closest guy to him, and with a minute 11 to go, it's 34-3 Redskins. Oh, man, number 11 is having a career night.
I'll tell you what, at the Union 45, he made a cut on Leviathan that just broke his ankles and went right around him. It's the only guy that could have made the play, and he made just the sickest cut and then was off to the races. Great job there.
You can't coach speed, and you can't catch it. 1:11 to go here in this first half. 34-3 Union. On for the extra point is who else? Rauschenberg. Snap is a little high, but the hold is down. That kick is up. And it's good. So Union extends their lead. Now 35-3 over the Owosso Rams. And a terrific night for number 11, a Tulsa University of Tulsa commit. I'm sure they'll like to hear this, Shamari Brooks. This is Redskins football at KRMG.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
The fifth touchdown of the night for Shamari Brooks. It was a two-play, 80-yard drive, and Brooks capped it with a 60-yard touchdown run. The extra point is good, and it's 35-3 Union over Owosso. Kickoff goes to Cabrera. He'll take it around the 6-yard line, return it to around the 19-yard line. That's where Owosso will start, trailing 35-3 with a minute 6 to go here in this first half. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins here on the field, or at Owosso here, at Owosso Field. And Richard Johns finally did some work and handed me a stat here. But it's been a pretty easy night for you. You got to admit, these two-play drives, I mean, come on, this hadn't been hard. 15 carries, 172 yards, 5 touchdowns for Shamari Brooks. That is not a bad career for some people. That's his night. First and 10 now for the Owosso Rams at their own 19-yard line. Hudson will turn and hand off to the right side. And that's that little scat back to Mon Jackson, who burst forward for about 5. That's a good run for Jackson. Different kind of runner, kind of hard to find as he sneaks in there behind those big guys.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And quite the spark for the offense. I think he's got a lot of potential there to take it deep. He's super athletic, looks like.
He's 5'6", 117 pounds. He's a junior, not very big, but he can explode. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Once again for Hudson. We'll call it second and 5. Now at the 23-yard line of Owosso. He's going to hand off inside once again, and this time Raper is there to wrap him up, and he's going to get him for about no gain. And again, Jackson was the guy on the carry, and he got 27 seconds and counting, so they won't have to snap it again this half. And I think, Zach, that was the goal.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're actually sitting up here in the booth with some of the news from the Owosso area, and we've got Overton actually in the game instead of Jackson, so switch that one up.
Thank you, Coach. Coach came down to let us know that was Overton instead. One last snap. They'll hand to Overton again on the right side, and he jumps over the pile. Not quite enough for a first down. Well, he might have gotten the first down, actually. They'll take it up to around the 29-yard line, but it won't matter because that will end the half. That's the end of the first half. A really good one for the Union Redskins, an even better one for Shamari Brooks. He plays for the Union Redskins. 35-3 Union over the Owosso Rams. We'll put 20 minutes on the clock, have a halftime, and we'll come back in a moment. This is Redskins football on KRMG.
This is ELP SmartSide Trim and Siding Home Builder Spotlight featuring Smalley-Go Properties. Smalley-Go Properties provides superior construction and unparalleled customer service to ensure you always get the quality and value you're looking for in your new home. Smalley-Go dives into every detail to guarantee your satisfaction, which is why they use the best products like LP SmartSide Trim and Siding. Look for Smalley-Go Properties, exceptional homes, and brand new senior living projects in Skiatook, Collinsville, Ooliga, Owosso, Bartlesville, Claremore, and more. Visit SmalleyGoProperties.com.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service,
affordable financing, and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet, online at classicchevrolet.net.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Powerstroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Union Football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified Napa Auto Parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 7 gigabytes of data per line for only $49 a month with a strong signal wherever you go. Maybe even too strong a signal. So get the most out of all your devices with 7 gigs for only $49 a month from U.S. Cellular.
Requires new retail installment contract, device protection plus credit approval, and $25 activation fee. Other fees and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Switching pays off at U.S. Cellular, located at 1521 West Highway 51 in Wagner or 1600 Southwood Drive in Okmulgee. Locations and store directions at uscpremier.com. See store for details.